Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Our first case for argument this morning is Zheng Sheng against Holder.
Please the court, Mr. Matt.
Counsel.
Yes. My name is Oli Tostanowski, and I'm representing Zheng Sheng on his petition for review to this court from the denial by the BIA of his motion to reopen. Mr. Zheng had filed a motion to reopen because of changed country circumstances in China, and specifically because he feared forced sterilization should he return to China because of his two United States-born children. However, the BIA erroneously denied this motion.
He doesn't, I take it, fear that China will sterilize him?
Yes.
The answer is yes. You say that
he does fear that the government would order him to be sterilized.
What is the basis for the belief that China orders the sterilization of men?
Okay. Well, it's mentioned in the 2008 country report from the State Department, which says that people that have two children are pressured for sterilization, either one. That one of the parents is pressured to become forcibly sterilized in the case of two children. And in this case, the BIA erroneously denied the motion to reopen for several reasons. It said that a letter from a Chinese female was not material to the claim of the petitioner, and that her letter was anecdotal. It said that the evidence submitted was cumulative and did not show any material change circumstances in Fujian province, where petitioner is from. And it mentioned that the immigration judge had found petitioner not to be credible. With regard to this adverse credibility determination, however, the immigration judge based that on the claim of the alleged forced abortion of petitioner's girlfriend, who was later his wife. That adverse credibility determination did not have anything to do with the fact that Mr. Zheng had two children. With regard to the evidence that was submitted, not all of it was cumulative. There was a letter dated January 27, 2003, from the Policy and Regulation Department of the State Family Planning Commission, which stated that the family planning laws of China apply to everyone, the only exceptions being students, which Mr. Zheng never was, and Chinese overseas that had a visa to reside in another country for 3 or more years. Again, this has never applied to Mr. Zheng. More importantly, in the notice dated November 18, 2008, the Population and Family Planning Office of Fuzhou City in Fujian Province, where the petitioner comes from, stated that the family planning laws apply to Chinese citizens abroad who have no legal status overseas, and that includes Mr. Zheng.
Counsel, as you know, I assume, similar documents have been introduced in quite a number of cases, and they've been found to be fraudulent every time. What would make one believe that this was anything other than a fraud?
Well, Your Honor, there's no... nobody has ever alleged that this particular document is a fraud. That was certainly not mentioned in the BIA decision. So
the Board of Immigration Appeals said that your client had already been found not credible and that it was not prepared to accept anything from him as truthful. That does seem to include this.
Yes, however, the adverse credibility finding had to do with another claim. An alleged forced abortion had nothing to do with this claim.
That was a forged document, a fake document in that earlier proceeding, wasn't it?
Well, actually, the immigration judge doubted that the document was genuine, but nobody ever examined
it. If he doubted it was genuine, right?
Excuse me, Your Honor?
If he doubts it was genuine, that means he found it was fake.
Yes, but I mean, the document was never sent for any kind of testing or... nobody ever ascertained that it was not genuine. That was the opinion of the immigration judge, that it was not genuine. It was not based on any kind of forensic examination.
Well, how do you authenticate something like this? I'm referring to one that you've mentioned as August 25th, 2008.
Well,
is it your burden to authenticate it?
Well, that could be ordered after remand by the BIA or
no, the question is, it's your burden to show the document is authentic. How did you propose, or how did you attempt to show that it was authentic? You could attach a certification from a Chinese governmental officer, for example. That certainly wasn't done.
No, I admit, Your Honor, that was not done. However, it was stated by petitioner that he received it.
Look, your client has already been found to be a liar. So we already know, in the board's view, in the immigration judge's view, that your client's say-so isn't enough. So you need to do something more than that. We know not only that your client is a liar, but also that he's a scofflaw. He's been ordered to leave the United States more than 10 years ago, and he has ignored a valid outstanding order of removal. It's not clear to me why your client is not in prison.
Well, Your Honor, I cannot dispute that he has an order of removal. However, he does have a claim now that he faced... has a well-founded fear of persecution should he be returned to China. And based on his present circumstances, because of this document from 2008, which states that the family planning laws would apply to him because he does not have a legal status overseas, and which states that anyone with two children faces sterilization, that would apply to him. And that's why the letter from the Chinese female is material, because she, in fact, was sterilized after having two children, forcibly sterilized.
Where's his wife? Isn't she also ordered to be deported?
She's in the United States. I don't know if she's been ordered to be...
Does he know? Do they live together? They're married, et cetera?
Yeah, yes, they live together and...
They have two children, I guess about 11 and 13?
Yes, but I don't know if she was ever ordered removed. I don't know if she ever had a hearing. It's not in the record, Your Honor. And the evidence shows changed circumstances in China, because in the record we have the China country profile from 1998 from the U.S. State Department, which says that enforcement in Fujian province, where petitioner is from, was lax. Also, we have in the record the 1997 country report from the State Department, which said that in rural areas, the average number of children was slightly over 2.1, which meant that people were allowed to have more than two children. That's why there is a material change of circumstances, and I urge this court to follow its previous decision in Lee versus Mukasey, which had a similar situation from the same province, Fujian province, where this court found that between the 2006 country report from the State Department and the 2001 country report from the State Department, there had been a deterioration in conditions, and that the petitioner in that case did genuinely have a well-founded fear of being forcibly sterilized. So on that basis, I ask this court to vacate the decision of the BIA and remand it for further proceedings. Thank you.
Counsel? Mr. Mack.
Good morning, Your Honors, and may it please the Court. My name is Greg Mack, counsel for the respondent, the Attorney General of the United States. Speaking to the Court's question about what happened with the petitioner's wife, it's reported in the record at page 470, the immigration judge in petitioner's case noted that petitioner's wife failed to appear for her immigration proceedings, and she was, in fact, ordered removed, I believe, by another immigration judge. So she failed to appear for her proceedings, and in all ordinary circumstances, an in absentia order of removal would have been entered against her. So again, that's at page 470 of the record with respect to the court's question about petitioner's wife.
Well, with regard to these orders of removal, they don't seem to do anything. Does the government proceed in the same way, the so-called bag and baggage and all that stuff?
It does issue those bag and baggage letters, but again, we're dealing with human behavior here. We're not dealing with moving widgets. We're dealing with people who are supposed to comply.
Wait. Has a bag and baggage letter been issued for the petitioner here?
I don't believe one has been issued for a petitioner with respect to this.
I don't understand why. 11 years ago, he was ordered removed. That's a valid order of removal. No review was sought. Why in the world has no bag and baggage letter been issued for 11 years?
I couldn't find a bag and baggage letter in this record. And again, this is on the third motion to reopen, Your Honor. I didn't see one with respect to the prior order of removal back in the 90s. But again, we're dealing with orders of removal. You don't need a bag and baggage letter to remove yourself from the United States.
Well,
this individual knows he has an order.
He didn't need such an order in order to comply. But had such an order been issued and he failed to report, he would be a fugitive from justice.
That is correct, Your Honor, and
fugitives to bring proceedings like this.
No, and that would have been one of the factors that the board could have pointed to in denying the motion to reopen here. But instead, it looked to its law in terms of what the alien has to show in order to pursue an untimely and numerically barred motion to reopen. And the board, using its discretion here, said there are no material change in circumstances. He was previously found to be not credible before, and the exercise of our discretion, we're going to deny his third and untimely motion to reopen. And the board was correct in those material points. The evidence here is cumulative. The court looks at the 2008 country report and the 1998 country report. They're essentially the same evidence in those cases, that with respect to the central government, the central government doesn't coerce abortions or sterilizations. And with respect to the Fujian province in particular, that province has been noted for its lax enforcement of these population control programs, as well as resorting mostly to social compensation fees or other economic disincentives with respect to having multiple children. That's the same evidence from 1998 and 2008, so that therefore that doesn't show a material change in circumstances which the alien must assert with respect to an untimely and numerically barred motion to reopen. With respect to this letter, the board was correct to say that it was basically anecdotal evidence, in that that female in that letter, there was no indication that female had resided in the United States and had multiple children in the United States and therefore was facing removal back to China. This was a person who sent a letter to the petitioner who had no children who were born in the United States. So the board looked at that and said that's essentially anecdotal evidence and doesn't have material significance with respect to the petitioner.
She was in China, right?
She was in China. This was a letter from an individual inside China to the petitioner. And again, she did not have United States children as the petitioner has in this case. So her circumstances were not similar to and could be distinguished from petitioner's circumstances. Again, at bottom, an alien receives two opportunities to pursue asylum. They have an opportunity to file an initial asylum application when they come to this country, and then after an order of removal is entered, if they file an untimely motion to reopen, they still have an opportunity to pursue asylum if and only if they can prove changed country circumstances. And the individuals here have not demonstrated changed country circumstances, and we urge the court to uphold the board's denial of this motion to reopen.
As far as the country conditions, I've not run and didn't see it in this case so much, but China doesn't seem to want these people back.
Well,
and if you even order removal, is it possible for them to re-enter? They don't like people who've lived in what has he been here? Since 1991?
1991.
He's going to go back to China, they would probably think, and extol all the virtues of the United States and how great it is to be free or something. They don't want people like that back. And plus, they're trying to reduce population, not increase it. And the reason I ask this is this just a hollow order? Where are people who should be imprisoned or something? Are they holding them someplace when China won't take them back?
Well, they're not held in detention. As far as I know, this individual isn't held in detention. It's a possibility that he could face prosecution for being in this country if a bag and baggage letter was entered. But it's not a hollow order if the court upholds the board's decision. That it is a judicially affirmed order, and this individual, therefore, shouldn't be able to file any further motions to reopen. And it's up to the individual then. They don't need an order to remove yourself. That is an order issued by an immigration judge or the Board of Immigration Appeals to remove yourself.
And they remove themselves? That's all I'm needed. Will China take them back? Can they fly back to China and stay
there? Sure. There's been nothing in this record here suggests they can't get travel documents, and they probably already have passports and can hop on a plane today to go back to China. So there's no impediment, as far as I know, with respect to having passports or a travel document to return to China. And often, sometimes we see in these cases, the children of these petitioners have gone back to China multiple times. So there isn't a problem with the children going back to China. So it's not a question of...
American citizens, aren't they?
Excuse me?
Children are American citizens.
Children are American citizens, but they would probably also be considered Chinese citizens under Chinese law. So there's no impediment that I see in this case to the individual getting travel documents and may already have a passport and can return to the United States. So I guess the two responses. It isn't a hollow order once this court affirms it. And this individual has had multiple opportunities to pursue asylum. He did not file a petition for review from the direct BIA order. This is the individual's third motion to reopen. He didn't file a petition for review with respect to two prior motions to reopen. So it wouldn't be a hollow order of removal. And I guess the other larger point, it's a matter of resources that the government brings to bear. Certainly there are more dangerous aliens than this particular individual, and the government's going to look to removing dangerous criminal aliens to other countries before it gets to individuals such as petitioner in this instant case. If there's no further questions, again, we urge the court to deny the petition for review. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything further, counsel?
Your Honor, counsel for the government mentioned two country reports and that they both state that there's lax enforcement of the family planning laws in Fujian province. That is not correct. That was in the earlier country report from 1998. That is not found in the 2008 country report. The 2008 country report does not say anything about lax enforcement. And in fact, in this court's decision in Lin versus Mukasey, that was one of the reasons this court granted the petition for review in that case, is because of the
Thank you, counsel.
Differences between the two country reports. Thank you, Your Honor.